Proponents of Senate Bill 1062 said it simply expanded laws to protect business owners from having to do things that violate their deeply held religious beliefs. In a prepared statement, Brewer said she's concerned about government and courts encroaching on religious freedom. But the governor suggested this legislation was a solution in search of a problem.
Senate Bill 1062 does not address a specific or present concern related to religious liberty in Arizona. I have not heard of one example in Arizona where a business owner's religious liberty has been violated.
In vetoing the measure, the governor honored concerns by business and tourism officials who feared it would be seen as a license to discriminate, especially against gays, and result in companies refusing to come here. Brewer, who would not answer questions, never addressed the issue of gay rights, but acknowledged that sensitivities have changed.
Our society is undergoing many dramatic changes. However, I sincerely believe that Senate Bill 1062 has the potential to create more problems than it purports to solve.
The veto drew a blast from Kathy Herod of the Christian-oriented Center for Arizona Policy, who said foes got Brewer to kill the measure by distorting what it would do. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.